This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Fort Worth has an ambitious goal to have every third grader reading on grade level by 2025. The project's called Read Fort Worth, and it has a new executive director. Annelle Mercado, welcome to Texas, and welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thanks so much, Rick. I'm really happy to be here.
Why is that third grade reading level such a milestone?
You know, what we have found is it's a pivotal moment. You're learning to read up till you get to third grade, and then after third grade, you're reading to learn. Mm-hmm. And it's also that space where early childhood matters. And what happens in early childhood and pre-K is a big piece. Whether you're going to graduate from high school on time, go on to college, can really be hinged on whether or not you can read on level by third grade.
Only one out of every three third graders in Fort Worth hit that mark now. That's a big lift to get 100% in 7 years. Is it realistic?
You know, I think that to gain momentum and build capacity around something like this, you want to have a big, audacious goal. Mm-hmm. And is it doable? Sure. You throw enough resources and effort into something, you can get really close to that. And that is really the goal of this partnership, where Fort Worth ISD, you know, wants to get to.
So what does this partnership look like?
You know, when we talk about this kind of a partnership, it really is about data and capacity for using data. A lot of partners or even school districts may have data, but may not be using the data for continuous improvement. And so, and also just bringing in new ideas, individuals who want to have an impact with kids who didn't know how they could, right? Whether mm-hmm. it's joining as a reading volunteer and reading one-on-one with a child, or whether it is one person wanting to donate and donating to the classroom library initiative.
The new state school district ratings came out last month, and Fort Worth had the second lowest grade among school districts in the 10 biggest cities in Texas. Does that make this challenge tougher?
One of the things that I think we can speak to is that for large urban districts, Fort Worth was one of the top ones for growth. And so you can have, you know, the rating system that gives a grade on certain things, but you also want to be looking at, you know, what are they doing well? And, you know, this work is not overnight, right? And so you have to take a few years to build those strategies, implement what you're going to do so that 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, you start seeing those results.
It's interesting when you think about it, 2025 seems like a long time away. But what are the biggest barriers to hitting that 100% level?
So I think some of the barriers that we would typically see are, how do we really mobilize around the social emotional health pieces that often hinder families or kids from accessing, you know, with equity, all of the different systems that'll get them ready for, you know, pre-K, getting them ready for kindergarten, and then on level for third grade. So that's a piece that it's hard to get a handle around. You know, so we're never going to win against poverty, right? There isn't a let's squash poverty strategy, but it really is around, how do we ensure that there's access to care? How do we engage families so that families have the tools that they need to work with their kids at home? How do we help decrease mobility of families, stabilize their housing, and things of that nature, which are outside of the school district's purview,
right?
And at the same time, supporting the school district on the academic side.
You moved here from Phoenix. You ran a center for at-risk kids there. What's the biggest lesson from that job that you'll bring to this one?
I was the director of programs over, you know, 95% of the staff of the organization. Mm-hmm. We had a high school. We were getting kids jobs and also adult education, so GED, ESL. And they were like my little collective impact world within the organization, because 40-year-old organization that's doing great work and data rich, but not necessarily using the data besides just for reporting. So it really, the collective impact effort that I directed over kind of the Phoenix area, we're working with a lot of different entities. And then Arizona Center for Youth Resources gave me the opportunity to actually do it in-house in one space and watch it start to work.
What surprised you most so far about Fort Worth and about Texas?
I lived in Seattle for 18 years, so the rain for the past week has been just, you know.
It's like you're back in Seattle.
But, you know, it's 105 in Phoenix right now, and so the weather right here is really perfect. And I'm super excited to be here.
Annelle Mercado, the new executive director of Read Fort Worth, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.